Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, this MSNBC host says that black American citizens are next in line if deportations are allowed. But why is she worried? With all the magic African Americans carry, they can surely turn their new home into the next Wakanda. Then again, Liberia was created for freed slaves, and look how well that didn't work out. But hopefully women and people from her background won't be deported. Because America can't afford to lose any more rocket scientists or medical professionals. Up next, Madison is upset because some guy was buying her drinks at the bar, but was actually putting them on her tab. Sounds like a win for him. He was playing chess while she was playing checkers. I bet she's pissed off and finally realizes what men go through every day in the sexual marketplace. It's a Chad movie and he should only agree to cover a tab if she decides to go home with him. Not all heroes wear capes or buy drinks. Number three, here's what happens when you've made so many bad decisions that he comes to talk to you in person. It's like that meme where the woman says that only God can judge her. Here we have a guy dressed like Jesus telling her she's a whore. Then again, I don't think that's Jesus. It looks more like Cybok from Star Trek V, The Final Frontier. The first really bad decision I see are those shoes. This looks like it's on Fremont Street in Las Vegas to me. Moving on, people used to say that the more we move away from religion, the more rational and intelligent our society will become. And now people believe that men can get pregnant too. That's quite the transition. No pun intended. Meanwhile, we've unlocked this new level of mental illness with the transgender pregnancy test. Make sure it gets licked clean. That won't be hard because usually that's their favorite part. Number five, here's a look of pride that an African-American woman gets on her face when she realizes that her son will never get out of prison for ending a Caucasian, but her GoFundMe account ends up hitting six figures. You just know that all those donations probably came from George Soros. It's like they're creating a system that has a bounty on Whitey, but you know that she won't put that money into her 401k. It's all going towards Jordans and Cadillacs. Up next, Western Twitter artists fixed the woman on the left and turned her into the blob on the right. So she's no longer smiling either, but I don't think this is accurate because she's not black enough. Japanese artists gave us women that are thin, smiling, and agreeable. Western artists, on the other hand, don't want to give Western men what we want. It's sad when another race respects white males enough to give us what we want and doesn't judge our preferences. Number seven, Valentino says that a girl who looks exactly like this sat next to him in the library when he was 18, and he never spoke to her. Whatever does he mean? The same thing happened to me dozens of times growing up, and I never realized that when a woman sits near you, she's actually interested in you, and that's her way of making a move. If only our fathers had told us this instead of just letting us wander through the world without learning about female nature first. Moving on, looks like the gang from T1 and T2 are here. Kyle Reese, Hal the Cop, the T-1000, and John Connor. Most people don't even realize that Lance Henriksen was even in The Terminator. He's most remembered for his role as Bishop in The Aliens. Another thing that everyone has in common is that they were all killed by a Terminator. Then again, I don't count Dark Fate as a Terminator film. I stopped watching after Terminator Salvation. Number 9, this woman is stuck with a $3,100 bill after her blind date refused to pay for her 23 family members that she brought along. Good. It looks like she had it coming, because that's not a date. That's a whole party. The story gets even worse. She sued him to pay the full amount and the court made her pay the court fees for him as well. If anyone brings more than themselves to a date, I would leave immediately. Lady, I hope you didn't forget to leave a 30% tip. Up next in America, the Democrats lost the presidential election because of Peanut the Squirrel, and unfortunately, the Liberal Party made this Branford Boomer who gave everyone the finger and they still won. Yes, a man giving younger generations the finger because he was voting red until he's dead. The boomers want the entitlements to keep on rolling, and they're willing to throw the younger generations under the bus so they can keep living the good life. This is supposed to be Canada's Peanut the Squirrel moment. Too bad it failed. Number 11, isn't it ironic that leftists hate the only thing socialism ever produced that actually works? Rumor has it they can also fire underwater. I didn't know this, but Karl Marx said that workers should not surrender their arms and ammunition under any pretext. That's even more ironic than the AK. So that's proof that real communism has never been attempted. Because the first thing the so-called communists always do is take away the weapons. Moving on, why do women always seem to love the jobless, alcoholic, abusive gang member with no future? They can't help themselves if he's good-looking and tall. Even he seems shocked at how well she's treating him. I know guys over 6 feet tall and none of them have received hugs like those. I guess they needed to be more abusive and bigger failures in life or something. Number 13, this diagram explains why women will treat the tall, good-looking men well. The majority of women want the men at the top. And what I really want to know is, what is going on in the bottom with the woman that's a one going for another one? I think it's the fact that women with Down syndrome like men with Down syndrome too. Life would be so much easier if we were all retarded like this guy. He's the one that gets all the chicks. Up next, today's her 50th birthday. And she has no husband, kids, and she made the cake herself. I guess she doesn't have any friends and extended family either. She might be a basket case, but her looks seem to be holding up pretty well. Maybe she's Spider-Man's sexy aunt or something. She looks like she sure showed the patriarchy. You know she's never going to recover. But you know that she's probably got another 35 to 45 years of this to look forward to. This will be the standard female birthday post in 2030. Number 15, there's she after J.D. Vance suggests that they should meet each other. The Pope died right after his meeting with Vance. Maybe it could be a bold new strategy to end the trade war with China. Finally, we know why Trump really picked J.D. Vance to be his president. If you've ever played Assassin's Creed, then you know there are no coincidences. You know that out there somewhere, Vance is seeing these and probably laughing his hiney off. Moving on, this woman traded her office job in to work for Only Fools. And she's working harder and more hours than ever before. And she probably has no backup plan for when AI comes to take that job away from her by flooding the market with millions of virtual thoughts. But seriously, what else can she really do with the communications degree from her local community college? She's also probably still living in her parents' house making $500 on Only Fools each month. Number 17, here's what girls in the gym look like when they say they don't want to be approached and that they're only looking to focus on working out and not for male attention. Why are they like this? Because the gym is one of the last places that women can get attention and meet attractive men. There's a guy out there recording himself while working out, and in the background women are checking him out and he puts the video online to shame the women the way they try and shame us. Up next, what the hell is going on out there, as 1 out of 27 young Americans are now identifying as transgender at the age of 20. And you know this is going to get worse and worse when we eventually see transmaxing become more popular for black-pilled incels. Looks like more guys are taking the pink pill than ever and competing with women for cash and prizes. Plus, they can take jobs from women in the workforce. In reality, many guys going trans are just trying to get laid. Number 19, the White House is soliciting ideas to persuade women to get married and have more kids to raise the birth rate, including paying them money to do so. Russia and Hungary have already tried this and it didn't work. The extended family and nuclear family are either dead and dying. The future is artificial wombs having kids and androids raising them. That's the future that I see. Women don't want to marry low-quality men. How will the U.S. convince them to marry incels? Moving on, the next time black people say that white people don't season their food, then hit them with 11 herbs and spices, KFC styles. Many of them say this because the only food they've ever had served to them by white people was in cafeterias and prisons. But I'm also sure that Colonel Sanders culturally appropriated his Kentucky Fried Chicken recipe from blacks. I hear that they invented chicken too. Number 21, why aren't more short manlets restoring height into their bloodlines by marrying a Nephilim offspring? Because no one wants a short king. You know this guy will never get a woman because he's wearing pink shorts and a purse. His modest height is only part of the problem. And here's a fun fact. But 60-80% of men's height is determined by how tall his mother is. But who wants a big chick? I see them more as if I was big game hunting. This guy's also dressed like he's looking for another man. Up next are these the sounds that men like to hear. I can hear all these sounds just by looking at these pictures. The most terrifying of these sounds is running out of ammo. Other sounds I like to hear are V8 engines, the sound of rain hitting my metal roof, and the T-Rex from Jurassic Park. What are some of your favorite sounds? Let me know in the comment section below. Number 23, girls who are obsessed with Korean celebrities, and all celebrities for that matter, have lower IQ than average. Of course. Is anyone really shocked? I always used to get hired to do film interviews with actors, musicians, athletes, and astronauts. Because I don't get starstruck. I've seen many a cameraman get fired because they asked for autographs and selfies. They just couldn't control themselves. The creepiest part was when people thought I was a manosphere celebrity in real life and looked all giddy. That's when I decided to not do any public appearances anymore. Moving on is the difference between a woman today with her daughter and her mom with her as a baby. What's with all the dog moms out there? That has to be one of the top red flags. Good boys are awesome, but they're not a replacement for children, yet modern women treat them as such. Maybe the White House should look into banning dog moms if they want more women to have kids and get that fertility rate up. Number 25 on the last one looks like she went from looking fat to looking like a man in makeup. I don't understand why women think that getting plastic surgery looks better when it makes them look worse. In the end, many of them end up looking like Jigsaw. Is it my imagination, or is this not the same person? Why do I get the funny feeling that when the plastic surgeons are done, she's gonna end up looking like this? So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.